This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at preoperative vitamin D deficiency and spinal fusion, risks in delaying herniated lumbar disc treatment, and finally, a story about slow eating and food intake. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 334, recorded December 2nd, 2011. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Researchers from St. Louis in the United States found an alarmingly high vitamin D abnormality rate in adults undergoing spinal fusion. This according to a study presented recently at the annual meeting of the North American Spine Society. The objectives of the study published were to characterize the prevalence of preoperative hypovitaminosis D on adults undergoing spinal fusion and to ascertain whether previously identified risk factors for deficiency could be applied to the spine population. Looking at the risk factors, patients who had vitamin D deficiency tended to be obese. They tended to be light-skinned, and a large percentage of them were smokers. Interestingly, patients with a history of revision surgery or those with a history of fractures were not found to be statistically different from those who were not vitamin D deficient. Among those patients who had inadequate levels of vitamin D, the patients had higher visual analog scores, pain scores, lower bone mineral density, and a higher prevalence of neurologic deficits. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Patients who undergo treatment for a herniated lumbar disc are less likely to experience improvement in pain, function, and satisfaction if they wait more than 6 months before seeking treatment. This according to a study from researchers in Philadelphia. The findings, recently published in the Journal of Bone and Joint Surgery, observed over 1,100 patients older than 18 years and enrolled in the Spine Patient Outcomes Research Trial, conducted at 13 multidisciplinary spine practices in 11 states. The patients in the cohort received treatment for intervertebral lumbar disc herniation. The authors compared patients who had symptoms for 6 months or less to those who had symptoms of more than 6 months. Whether treatment was operative or non-operative, the researchers' team found patients had significantly worse primary outcome measures if they experienced symptoms for more than 6 months before treatment, as determined through an analysis of multiple pain, function, and disability indexes. Patients who have had symptoms for longer than 6 months can find relief with either non-operative treatment or surgery, but they may not reap as much benefit as those who had symptoms for 6 months or less. This according, again, to the study's authors. Surf to our show notes for links, and remember to discuss all low back and back pain related issues with your chiropractor or qualified healthcare professional. Two new studies by researchers at the University of Rhode Island are providing additional insights into the role that eating rate plays in the amount of food one consumes. The studies found that men eat significantly faster than women, heavier people eat faster than slimmer people, and refined grains are consumed faster than whole grains, among other findings. In one laboratory study which validated that self-reported eating rates reflect an individual's actual eating rate, researchers found that fast eaters consumed about 3.1 ounces of food per minute, medium-speed eaters consumed 2.5 ounces per minute, and slow eaters consumed 2 ounces per minute. This work is the first to validate self-reported eating rates that have been used in large population studies, which have shown relationships between eating rate and body weight. The researchers also found what researchers described as very strong gender differences in eating rates. At lunch, the men consumed about 80 calories per minute, while the women consumed 52 calories per minute. The second study, which examined the characteristics associated with eating rates, found a close association between eating rate and body mass index, BMI, with those individuals with a high BMI typically eating considerably faster than those with a low BMI. While the link between eating rate and obesity is still being studied, the study's author said that her research has demonstrated that eating slowly results in significantly fewer average calories being consumed. It takes time for your body to process fullness signals, so slower eating may allow time for fullness to register in the brain before you've eaten too much. An earlier study by this author found that women who were told to eat quickly consumed 646 calories in 9 minutes, but the same women consumed just 579 calories in 29 minutes when encouraged to pause between bites and chew each mouthful 15 to 20 times before swallowing. As always, please remember to discuss all nutritional questions and advice with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. You cannot do a kindness too soon, for you never know how soon it will be too late. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloo.
Don't you know what I mean when I say that I love you just so deep? Josephine. Nothing I say does justice to you. Well, lights up the day the way that you do, Josephine. Like a beautiful queen, you deserve a crown, my Josephine. Yeah, Josephine. Well, I pick up the phone and give you a call. You come around. Sneakers and all, Josephine. Well, sit right back. Suppose I went away. Oh, now, when your love turns sour, moldy green. Well, the scene. You made me glad I'm alive by Josephine. Yeah, Josephine. Well, nothing I say does no justice to you. Well, that's a good day, the way that you do, Josephine.
Thank you. Thank you.